Restoring My Soul, Wednesday the 4th of January, Leah's Deliverance. Leah's view of her life and marriage was driven by the void of fallen desire within her. Consequently, her thoughts and actions were fundamentally carnal. They were based in trading. Leah sought romantic favour from Jacob in return for bringing forth something from herself which she believed that Jacob desired or would appreciate. Leah's approach to him was a form of seduction that reflects Satan's own trading nature. This fallen endeavour to secure the favour of a man is conveyed, albeit crudely, by the colloquialism, "The way to a man's heart is through his belly." Clearly, however, this approach to her relationship with Jacob did not have the effect that Leah intended. For when she conceived a second time and bore a son, she recognized that she was still unloved. She said, "Because the Lord has heard that I am unloved, he has therefore given me this son also." Accordingly, Leah named her son Simeon, meaning heard. The Lord heard Leah because her affliction was now a point of fellowship with the Lord. He had come alongside her in the suffering that was associated with her loveless marriage. Through his once-for-all offering, Christ had tasted the sufferings associated with her grief. He was now inviting her to receive these sufferings as her fellowship in his sufferings. It appears that Leah joined the conversation of faith that belongs to fellowship in Christ's afflictions. In this fellowship, Leah was beginning to find deliverance from a way of life that was driven by self-centered desire to a new way of living and relating with others. Instead of being driven by the desire for identity verification through Jacob's romantic interest in her, she sought connection with him on a new basis. The references used in today's devotions are Genesis chapter 3, verse 16, 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 3, Ezekiel chapter 28, verse 16, Genesis chapter 29, verse 33, Hebrews chapter 2, verse 9, Philippians chapter 3, verse 10, and Hebrews chapter 11, verses 24 to 26. For further study, Hebrews chapter 2.